Hey fam, you're listening to a podcast from Every Nation Campus, Katipunan. We hope that this message will help us know and follow Jesus and grow in our walk with Him. Let's continue to change the campus and change the world. Enjoy!
Before we pray, I'd like us to sing that chorus again. And just really sing it as a prayer for God to send His revival in each one of us. So if Reinhardt, you can lead us into that chorus.
Lord, send revival. Lord, send in now. I'm moving Your Spirit. Heaven, break out. Come now in power, cover this land like You've done it before.
Would sing it one more time.
Do it again, Lord, send revival. Lord, send it now. I'm moving Your Spirit. Heaven, break out. Come now in power, cover this land like You've done it before. Would You do it again?
Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. We worship You even at this time. Thank You that we can worship You freely. Thank You that wherever we are, anuman pinapagdaanan namin, God, You know where we are. Thank You, God, that there's a reason to worship You. Thank You for bringing us back to this place where we can see You. We can fix our eyes on You. So Lord, we just commit this time to You. I pray, God, that Your Holy Spirit, God, will speak to us tonight. Thank You, Lord. We worship You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Woo! Unmute naman dyan if you appreciated our time of worship.
Amen. Reinhardt.
Grabe si Reinhardt. Oo nga.
Sheesh.
Kahit sa Zoom, may sheesh pa rin ni Carl eh. Grabe. Thank you guys. Thank you Reinhardt for leading us into worship. Sobrang, pwede na tayo doon na lang eh. Sino dito nag-worship night kagabi? Side note lang yun. There's really something powerful whenever we worship God. Palagi nafi-fix yung eyes natin kay God and who He is. And I know na madami tayong pinapagdaanan ngayon, or we're doing a lot of things. But thank you, everyone. I just want to welcome you guys to our youth service tonight. Welcome. Thank you for being here. Alam kong midterm week yung mga iba, or madaming requirements yung iba. But thank you for being here. And excited kami that you guys are here. Madami tayong exciting news about youth service very soon. You don't want to miss out on that. Pero ngayon, we're still on our Zoom. And let's get right in. My name is Richard. Sa mga hindi pa nakilala din, I'm one of your life coaches here in Victory Katipunan. Specifically in Ateneo. May mga ano ba dito? OPF. Woohoo! All right. So let's jump right into our preaching or word tonight. Tonight we are wrapping up our series called Tayo Tayo or Tayo Tayo. This has been a six weeks long, tama ba yun, series. Sobrang tagal. Sino dito since week one, andito ka na. You heard the first preaching. Yun, si Carl. Sure, ah. Sige nga, 6 weeks. Ano yung mga topics natin per week? Meron tayong special prize from Ferdy. Pag nakuha natin yan. So, 5 previous topics. Sige, let's see. Ano nga tayo? You can chat. Let me check your answers. Naku! Wala. Ayun, pray. Okay. Si Moy pa talaga, Brody. Okay. Prayer. Meron na. Naku po! Love of God. Okay. Pwede na to. Okay. Prayer. That was Bishop Manny, participation. Yes, si Jello, were you guys there? Grabe yung preaching niya nun. God's Providence, Hannah, one of our real life, nag-work sa real life, preached to us. Tapos Perseverance, si Boss Ferdy, powerful preaching then. And last week, we had Pastor Michael to exhort us or preach about dealing with injustices. Okay, sana naman ano, I mean yung mga topics na yon. The reason why we had this series, of course, election season is here, and we are in the right smack in the middle of what is like a season of getting ready for what's in store for our nation. Matinde among next coming months and even after. And of course, we just wanna be reminded of how we are to respond, how we are to act as we continue to help in nation building and building this nation. So 5 weeks na yun, yung tanong ko nga is, ano pa ba pwede, di ba? Kung may 5 weeks topic ka pa, ano pa yung pwede natin idagdag sa lahat ng na-mention ko rin or lahat ng na-preached in the past 5 weeks? Sino dito gamer? Mga gamer dito? Yun. Parang si Carline kausap ko ah. Bro, thank you na ano ah. Yun! Nilaro. Ay, hindi nilaro bro. Grabe ka naman. Dito talaga ah. Ayan. Are you guys familiar with the term walkthrough? Yung parang sinusundan mo. Hindi yun daya. Guide yun. Guide yun. Kung nagpo-Pokemon kayo dati, guide yun para makuha mo yung mga rare Pokemons and rare candies yan, mga ganun. Okay, so walkthrough. So have you ever experienced yung nag-walkthrough ka, ginawa mo lahat sa game, or even like controls, yung parang may kailangan ka i-press like combination, tapos something is expected to happen. Nangyari na ba sa inyo yun? Yung you did all the right things, tapos biglang parang may dead air and walang nangyayari. Okay, so sa game yun. Pwede rin sa yung nangligaw ka, tapos lahat ginawa mo, tapos wala pa rin nangyari. Joke lang. Okay, wag magre-react. Yung mga magre-react, mahalata kayo. Huwag kayong magre-react. Naku po! Okay, so have you ever felt like, even in the area of building our nation, that we have done all the right things, we have appointed all the right people that we think that are right for that position. Pero it almost seems like wala naman nangyayari. Diba? Parang andito pa rin tayo. It's 2022, it's been years, and it seems like you're waiting for something to happen, expecting for something to happen. Pero walang nagbabago. So someone asked me before, or na-mention niya to eh. Sabi niya, come to think of it, is there really a promise of revival for our nation? Natanong niya na ba yun? Or na-question niya na ba yun? Is there really a promise of revival for our nation? Because we've been here before, we've done all the right things, and parang we're still experiencing the same things. As we end our series in nation building tonight, I believe that God wants to remind us of a very important truth. So in a world where, di ba, may important versus, information versus truth, ito, hindi to fake news tonight. This is the truth. One important and crucial aspect of nation building that we must never forget is this. It is only by the Spirit of God that we are to make lasting change. Sabihin ko ulit yun. It is only by the Spirit of God that we are to make lasting change. So let me read from Nehemiah 8, verse 9 to 12, and we'll pray and we'll learn from the word together. It says here, and Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra, the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, "This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep." For all the people wept as they heard the words of the law. Then he said to them, "Go your way, eat the fat and drink sweet wine, and send portions to anyone who has nothing ready, for this day is holy to our Lord." And do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites calmed all the people, saying, be quiet, for this day is holy. Do not be grieved. And all the people went their way to eat and drink and to send portions and to make great rejoicing, because they had understood the words that were declared to them. Lord, thank you for this time. Holy Spirit, teach us your ways. Speak to us, God, as a community, but also individually. Thank you, Lord, that you can speak to us tonight. Thank you, Lord, for your word. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, so in the context of the verses that we read, so we've been going through the story of Nehemiah, diba, yung God calling him to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. So, andito na tayo sa last part. This is the time na tapos na yung wall. The wall was rebuilt. Nag-search ako kung gaano katagal yung rebuilding of the wall. Di ko alam, Ate Maya or David, mga theologians, if accurate yung naano ko. Pero 52 days, tama ba yun? So 52 days until they completed the rebuilding of the wall. And after the wall was rebuilt, Nehemiah gathered the people to hear God's word and led the people of Israel to rededicate their lives to God. So this time, instead of just being by himself interceding on behalf of the whole nation, he's now joined by the people of God. So in the verses that we read, it starts off with reading of the law. Okay? Medyo ano tayo dito, ah? Medyo context lang para jumping off point lang to. It starts off with reading of the law. So they were reminded of the law of God, thus remembering what God did for them. And Nehemiah, or God, urges them to obey, or the obedience of the word. So the word brought conviction to their hearts. So yun yung, kaya sila nagwi-weep, yung time na yun, their hearts were grieved. And the word, in order for the word to bring conviction to their hearts, and even in our hearts today, how many of you believe that it is the Spirit of God that needs to speak to us? Diba? Yung word naman ni God, it's just a book apart from the Spirit of God inside that Bible, diba? That lives in the very words that we read. So in order for the conviction of the hearts, the Spirit of God should have or must have spoken to the Israelites that time. So dito sa Bible Project, I want to quote, sabi dito, while Ezra and Nehemiah, they do their best, but their political and social reforms among the people don't address the core of issues of their heart. So what the book is pointing out is the same need highlighted by the prophets Jeremiah in chapter 31 and Ezekiel in chapter 36. What God's people need is a holistic transformation of their hearts if they're ever going to love and obey their God. Transformation can only be made possible with the Holy Spirit. Okay, transformation can only be made possible with the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God was and needs to be present in our fight for building this nation. Do you believe that? That the Spirit of God was and needs to be present in our fight for building our nation. So we're going to go through three heart checks. Okay, three heart checks as we continue to rebuild this nation with the Spirit of God. So ito yung mga questions. Tatlong tanong na that we can ask ourselves as we rebuild this nation and help rebuild this nation. Number one, have I forgotten that this battle is also a spiritual battle? Okay, let's pause for a second and ask this. Have I forgotten that this battle that we see in our nation is also or is a spiritual battle? In Ephesians 12, it says here, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Okay, it's easy to put our trust and hope in people. Diba? It's easy to say na itong taong to, kung ito yung nanalo. May masabi tayo. Okay, naka-record? Naka-record first? Sige. To be honest, like, meron kami ganun ni Ate Anyo na kung nanalo to, baka migrate talaga. it was a legitimate thing na when we have placed our trust or our security like in people, kung sana ito dapat manalo, it's easier to do that. But we need to remember that this is also a spiritual battle that we are facing. So why spiritual? Hearts of leaders may not be right with God. Diba? Meron yun. May sin. There's no change of the gospel yet. There's also like structural or structured sins. It's a government. Diba? There's corruption there. It goes way deeper in roots nun. And even this truth that the enemy wants to destroy our nation. Okay? Na ano ba natin yun? Naisip din ba natin yun? That the enemy, there is an enemy. There is a spiritual enemy. And his goal is to destroy our lives, to destroy this nation, for God not to be honored, for his name not to be glorified. So yun, it's all these things, aside from the external things, external battles that we face, that there's also a spiritual battle. Have you ever, napag-pray nyo na ba yung parang, we were saying kanina, di ba, Lord, send revival. Have you prayed that prayer before? Lord, send revival. Send revival for our nation. Na magigising lahat ng bulag pa o tulog pa. Magigising lang, mamumulat yung mata nila. Okay, spiritual revival or revival, usually when we look or when we say that, our picture, yung picture nun is like big outpouring. Diba? Yun yung sa akin, at least, when you say, Lord, send revival. It's really a big outpouring from God. Actually, dito na, there's this definition. It says here, revivals and awakenings are times of great outpouring of God's Spirit. By definition, they are excessive. Para daw Christmas. It's like Christmas. And while the idea is appealing, Christmas doesn't happen every day. In fact, it would be quite bizarre, excessive, and unbalanced if it did. So while spiritual revival in this sense of great outpouring, yung talagang miracle na 180 degree turn of people, is something that we, of course, we believe in, that we continue to pray for. Spiritual revival that we can also pray for is spiritual revival that leads to spiritual renewal. So explain, Quinn, spiritual revival that leads to spiritual renewal. How? By humbling ourselves and repenting. Okay, by humbling ourselves and repenting. In 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14, sabi dito, if my people, says God, if my people who are called by my name, tayo yun, okay? If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Question, when was the last time that we repented for our nation? When was the last time we humbled ourselves and Lord, have mercy sa Pilipinas? Lord, we repent of the sins of this nation. Have mercy, we're sorry. We humble ourselves. When was the last time that we prayed that prayer? Okay, because oftentimes I don't, to be honest, I don't, hindi yun yung first prayer ko. Siguro first prayer ko is, Lord, tanggalin mo yun. Hindi. Sana, Lord, baguhin mo yun. Yun yung mga prayer natin. But sometimes, it takes humility for revival to happen. Transformation of our nation is not only about a change of leadership in the government. It is about a spiritual revival, spiritual renewal. Revival happens when the land is convicted of sin because of an encounter with the Spirit of God. The fear of the Lord gripped the hearts of the leaders and caused them to repent and turn away from evil ways. Do you still believe that the Holy Spirit can do that today? Do you believe that the Spirit of God can turn hearts around as we humble ourselves, as we repent, as we pray? Great repentance opens the door for spiritual revival to happen. Great repentance opens the door for spiritual revival. And this needs to happen to each and every one of us. Hindi lang sa mga ibang tao, people that we think need this, but it needs to happen to each and every one of us. We need the Spirit of God to give revival in us and for Him to renew us every day. So nationalistic revival, although it is good, yung parang passions for the nation, yung gagawin mo lahat para sa Pilipinas, magra-rally ka, you're gonna spread like good news and good information, right? True. But how many of you believe that even if that is needed, it is really not enough? It has to come from a place where God has renewed our spirits. Changing the nation without the Spirit of God will burn us out. Okay? Changing the nation without the Spirit will burn us out. National transformation begins and continues with heart transformation. And it is only possible with the Spirit. Only possible with the Spirit. Spiritual revival needs to happen to you and me so that we can continue to reach the poor, so that we can continue to fight for justice, to fight for human rights, for us to be good citizens of this country. Yung pagbigan, walang nakakita sa'yo. And we need spiritual revival to happen in us every day so that we can continue to walk in the Spirit. So yun, number two, sakto. Second question, am I still walking in the Spirit? Okay, am I still walking in the Spirit? Walking by the Spirit is living a life in the Spirit. It's living your life in the continual presence of the Spirit of God. Sino dito yung... Hindi ko nang tatanungin pala. Ako, minsan, madaling madala lang sa momentum ng iba. Ganun ba kayo? Or nangyari na ba yun sa inyo? Yung parang nakiride ka sa nangyayari or yung influence, na influence ka siguro sa ano yung majority nangyayari sa iba. I'm not saying that to be inspired by other people is wrong. But sometimes, okay, ito yung ginagawa ng lahat. And ito yung parang they think that this is right. Okay, I'll also do it. But walking in the Spirit is this. Walking in the Spirit is God consciousness. Okay, consciousness. It's having Christ foremost in all your affections. It's pursuing God with all of your heart. It's kind of like our series before, yung abiding. But when you say that you abide in Jesus, it's basically the same thing. If we abide in Jesus, the Spirit is working within us. So as we abide in Jesus Christ, as we abide in that vine, as a branch abides in the vine, the Holy Spirit is also with us, producing fruit in our lives. So in other words, as we walk in the Spirit, as we put Jesus still at the center of our hearts, we allow Him to transform us, allow us to bear fruit. We're also bringing change to the people around us. The Holy Spirit's work in us or in you is not just for you. Part din yan ng pagbabago ng bansa natin. When the Holy Spirit is working in you, when we're walking in the Spirit, it is also part of how God is changing this nation. Okay, naalala ko sabi ni Pastor Michael yun, that don't underestimate what God is doing in your life. Okay, sometimes we can be so caught up of like the big things that are happening in the nation. And although those things are good, kailangan yun. But don't underestimate anong ginagawa sa'yo ni God ngayon, because that plays a part in changing this nation. In everything we do for the nation, different expressions of fighting for this nation. Nag-rally tayo, educating people who to vote for, all the other things that we can do. This is a question that we can always ask. Are we walking in the Spirit? Are we listening to God? Are we heeding God's voice and knowing, God, how do you want me to respond? What do you want me to do, God, in rebuilding this nation? Okay na ma-inspire tayo sa iba. Okay, that's good. And we'll do it together. Okay, but at the end of the day, I hope that we always ask this, God, am I walking in the Spirit? Am I listening to you? Am I doing what you have called me to do? Kasi kung hindi yun, baka mapapagod ka lang, mapapagod lang tayo because hindi pala yun yung gusto ni God paggawa sa atin. And it's not the way that God wanted us to rebuild this nation. There is a difference when we walk. Meron ba kayong kakilala na lakad pa lang? Alam mo na kung sino. Yung sinong umasta. Meron akong kilala dito sa Zoom eh. Pero, na-joke lang. So, yun. Yung lakad pa lang, iba na. I'm not saying to flaunt or to be arrogant, but there's something different about, I'm talking to us, Christ followers. When we walk in the Spirit, there's something different that people see. Walking in the Spirit helps in bringing transformation in this nation. We are to be a salt and light. And that's something that we should not forget, that we are salt and light in the world. Walking by the Spirit denotes reliance upon Him. He leads the way and we follow. As He speaks, we listen. Heed His warnings, obey His directions. The Spirit's way is a path of surrender. Although, di ba, masakit yun, it is difficult, but it is also the path to fullness of life. God's Spirit not only guides, but He empowers. Di ba, sobrang hirap naman talaga when God asks us to do certain things that, you know, if it's just us, di natin kaya, but the Holy Spirit also empowers us. Empowers us to do what God has called us to do. So my encouragement for us, even at this part, take a walk with the Spirit. Okay, that's one application. Take a walk with God. Talk to Him. Lord, ito yung nangyayari sa bansa. Ang labo naman. Lord, ano ba itong mga nakikita? God, what do you want me to do? Speak to me, God. Lead me, Holy Spirit. Give me a steadfast heart. I ask for your peace. I ask for your direction. Changing the nation without the Spirit will burn us out. Let's keep in step with the Spirit of God. Being faithful to what God is asking us to be faithful in. Parang sa Nehemiah, di ba? Diba, there's like, dito ka sa wall na to, this part of the wall that you're building, and you are building that wall. Okay, know what God has called you to do, and that is your contribution to our nation. Do our part. If God wants you to let people know sino yung dapat botohin, pwede din naman yun. Siyempre with like conversations, with love pa rin. I won't use triggering words. Baka matrigger kayo sa mga ano eh. Fight for your own, in your own way. Fight for what's right. Pray. Be a good student. So be faithful where God has called you to be. And let's walk in the Spirit of God. Lastly, last question. Ito. Whew. Am I still making room for God to move? Am I still making room for God to move? I'm gonna read. Let me read this story from the Bible. Parin, story of Jehoshaphat, where when he defeats, they defeat the Moab and Ammon. So, let me read it. Tapos, yeah, we're gonna land this message. Medyo mahaba. Pero parang storytelling lang. Okay, so, all right. Context. Ina-invade sila ng ibang nations. Okay, we'll get to see it pala when I read it. Okay, so after this, the Moabites and Ammonites with some of the Munites came to wage war against Jehoshaphat. Some people came and told Jehoshaphat, "A vast army is coming against you from Edom, from the other side of the Dead Sea. It is already in Hazezon Tamar." Alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. The people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. Indeed, they came from every town in Judah to seek him. Then Jehoshaphat stood up and the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem at the temple of the Lord in front of the new courtyard and said, Lord, the God of our ancestors, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. Power and might are in your hand, and no one can withstand you. Our God, did you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? They have lived in it and have built in it a sanctuary for your name, saying, if calamity comes upon us, whether the sword of judgment or plague or famine, we will stand in your presence before this temple that bears your name, and will cry out to you in our distress, and you will hear us and save us. But now here are men from Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whose territory you would not allow Israel to invade when they came from Egypt. So they turned away from them and did not destroy them. See how they are repaying us by coming to drive us out of the possession you gave us as an inheritance. Our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. All the men of Judah with their wives and children and little ones stood there before the Lord. Then the Spirit of the Lord came on Jaziel, son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, and the son of Mataniah. Ang hirap naman ng mga bigkasan ng mga to. A Levite and descendant of Asaph, and he stood in the assembly, and he said, listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, march down against them. They will be climbing up by the pass of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the gorge in the desert of Jeruel. You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your positions, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you, Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you. Jehoshaphat bowed down with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem fell down and worshiped before the Lord. Then some Levites from the Kohathites and Korahites stood up and praised the Lord of God of Israel with a very loud voice. Early in the morning, they left for the desert of Tekoa. As they set out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, listen to me, Judah and people of Jerusalem. Have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets, and you will be successful. After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat pointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness. And they went out at the head of the army, saying, give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. As they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. The Ammonites and Moabites rose up against the men from Mount Seir to destroy and annihilate them. After they finished slaughtering the men of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. When the men of Judah came to the place that overlooks the desert and looked towards the vast army, they only saw dead bodies lying on the ground. No one has escaped. So Jehoshaphat and his men went to carry off their plunder, and they found among them a great amount of equipment and clothing, and also articles of value, more than they could take away. There was so much more plunder, it took 3 days to collect it. In the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Beraka, where they praised the Lord. This is why it is called the Valley of Beraka to this day. Stories like this in the Bible reminds me of who God is. Nah. It's really humbling. I hope that you were humbled by that. And sometimes, you know, we fight battles today. It might not look like battles before. Alam yun, yung wala naman nations who are colluding to like invade us and kill us, or even our personal lives. But there are battles that we are facing in this nation, in your personal life. In this fight to build our nation, are we still allowing God to be God? Are we still allowing God to be God? There is a God-sized problem. This is a God-sized problem. Sabi ni Pastor Michael nga. Rebuilding was not just a physical activity that the Israelites did, sila Nehemiah, but it was also a spiritual activity. God was also concerned with them. It was not just an external thing that we were trying to build a nation. So tayo, this is not just an external thing na parang okay yung bansa natin, para all is well. But God is doing something in each and every heart of the people of this nation. Do you believe that? Sa'yo, sa akin, and madami, lahat, lahat. And we have a part to play. And the topics that we have already talked about in this series, prayer. Okay, when we pray, God is sowing in their hearts as we pray. Okay, in the spiritual realm, God is doing something when we pray. Okay, when we participate, involved in rebuilding, God is also involved in our spiritual lives. Okay, God is also doing something that we cannot see. In God's providence, God providing and God providing His word for us, and God's providence is really a reminder for us that God is working. Okay, perseverance, my opposition sa hearts natin, sa lives natin, that is the spiritual battle opposition of this nation is facing. But God, Spirit of God, allows us to persevere. Injustices in the society, hindi lang to physical injustices that we see external, but this is spiritual forces. This is sin na lumalabas at nakikita sa society, as a government, and even in our lives, in the lives of people. When God rebuilds things in the physical and the external things that we see, God is also doing something. He is also rebuilding something in the spiritual. And when we are reminded of that, when we acknowledge that truth again as Christians, as Christ followers, that this is not just a physical battle, that there is the Spirit of God that we can, that is in us already. Hindi mo na as yun eh. He lives in us. Then we can see through eyes of faith. Then we can act with faith, with hope, with love, with peace in our hearts. Okay lang magalit. Okay lang, alam mo yun, maging anxious. And that's part of us being human. But something that is different with us, with other people that don't know God, is the Spirit of God lives in us. The Spirit of God lives in us, reminds us of His word, reminds us of who He is, reminds us of His character, His power, His goodness. Do we still make room for God to move? When we face oppositions, when things don't go according to what we hope for, if nanalo yung manalo man yung gusto natin or binoto natin, matalo man, do we still make room for God to move? When despite all our efforts, wala nagbago, can we still say, God, You can move? Can we still be still? Know that He is God, that Jesus holds all things together. Can we still be still that God is saying that God is fighting not just with us, but for us, that God is good. God is doing something as we continue to fight as well. God, I make room for Your Spirit to move in my life and in this nation. Can you say that in your own? You don't have to unmute, but in your own words, God, I make room for Your Spirit to move in my life and in this nation. Let me ask this question. How will a whole nation be transformed? Anong tingin niyo? How will a whole nation be transformed? May nagsabi sa akin na nasa Zoom din na to, very wise, na the way that a nation can be transformed is when people's hearts are transformed, because a nation is composed of people, right? You and me, the nation is a nation because of the people. So when you want to see a nation transformed, it takes a people who is transformed by the Spirit of God, by the gospel of Jesus. Part of rebuilding the wall, rebuilding spiritual lives of people, rebuilding their faith. Human effort, it will not last. Our own effort lang natin. Last thing I want to read, and then we'll pray. It's okay. So this is also an excerpt. It says here, let me read lang. We see here in this whole chapter that Nehemiah brought about social and economic reforms. It even took immediate effect. And then by his example for the next years, his generosity and compassion made an impact in both the society and the rebuilding of the walls of the nation. Yet hundreds of years later, we see a parallel wherein Jesus was angry in righteous indignation because while externally the Romans have conquered Israel, internally, especially in the temple, injustices reigned with the way faith became a commodity and reduced to economic transactions. There was no long-term spiritual change that led to genuine faith. In the big picture, okay, in the big picture, the reforms in the time of Nehemiah only lasted so long because indeed the reforms did not hit the core issues, the issue of the heart. And suffice to say, we may no longer be an age of camels and sandals and long walking journeys, but the core issues or issue still resurfaces time and time again. If we are truly to see an end to injustices, it begins first with a change of heart. No social, economic, or political reform can change a heart. It takes a miracle beyond our capability. And it is only by the power of God that this miracle of a new heart could ever take place. Before we can build the nation back up, let's first build a heart that is surrendered to Him, His ways, and His leading. And that building first needs a sturdy and righteous cornerstone, Jesus. And by Him, everything else begins to find their place. Truly, it is not by might, nor by power, but by the Spirit that we can only begin to build right and build faithfully. Then only then we can begin to truly tackle the injustices out there. Let me pray. Lord, thank you for your word. Lord, we want to take this time to first humble ourselves as your people, to repent of the times, God, that we have forgotten that you are God, that you are in control, that you are sovereign, that you are good, and you are loving. Jesus, we also take this time to humble ourselves and to repent of the sins of this nation. Lord, we pray for your mercy. Lord, we pray, God, for your grace that will, we all even pray, God, for those, the people whose hearts are hardened. Lord, Spirit of God, even right now we declare and we believe, God, that your Spirit can move in their lives. Even right now we pray for them. We lift them up. Lord, heal our land from its wicked ways. Heal our land from the sins of people before, and even our sins, God, they heal our land. Thank Thank you, Holy Spirit, for speaking to us. We make room. We remember tonight that we will make room for you to move in our lives and in this nation. May we not move out of haste, out of anxiety, out of just for the sake of movement, but Lord, we pray for your voice, that we will hear you, that we will listen to you, and we will know where you lead us, and we will hear you tell us when to fight, when to be still, when to know. But in all that, God, we will know that you are God. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Just listen to a podcast from Every Nation Campus Katipunan. For more details, you can find us on facebook.com, twitter.com, and instagram.com/encampuskatip. Or just simply search in these websites Every Nation Campus Katipunan. We hope to see you there. Take care and God bless.